Mildly interesting facts of the weekend.
Whether it's placing a tasteful little cross in your back garden or bombarding your social media with candid snaps, we all mourn the death of a beloved pet in different ways. Some in a more extreme fashion than others. Ancient Egyptians would mourn the death of the family cat by shaving off their eyebrows. But just in case this form of grief management appeals to you, make sure you complete the job.
Our poor little kitten, gone forever.
Oh, Jimmy, what are you doing?
I'm mourning Mr. Pushkittens in the same fashion as the ancient Egyptians.
We already found him, and he was only missing for an hour, for goodness sake.
Oh, hallelujah!
Now, what are you going to do about your eyebrows? Or should I say eyebrow?
Sure, as long as Mr. Pushkittens is safe, being lopsided doesn't bother me at all.
Well, it bothers me. We've a Zoom call with my sister in a few minutes, and you know her eyebrows are always on fleek.
Grant, sure shave off the other one, so.
While I'm at it, I'll finally deal with this comb over.
Sure, the ancient Egyptians used to wear elaborate wigs. I might get one for myself.
Oh, Jimmy, that'd be even worse. Did this thing put the hair back on?
Mildly interesting facts of the weekend.